Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 7 verses 1 to 2. I come now to the first of those three visions we were looking at in the previous discourse. Locust, fire, and plumb light. A glance then at the vision of locusts. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. He was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share had been harvested and just as the second crop was coming up. When they had stripped the land clean, I cried out, and so on. The vision of locusts. Now, as I said in the previous discourse, is this a literal plague, swarms of locusts, or is it figurative, invading hordes and nations? You get the same issue in the book of Joel. Of course, in the book of Exodus, the plagues were literal and so on, so it can be either. I'm quite happy that the interpretation should go either way. Whether it's a literal or a figurative, it's real. God can use men. He can use pagans. The book of Habakkuk is full of this. God used the pagans to work his purpose. But God can also use creatures. He can use nature. He can use bacteria. He can use the climate. He can use disease. As well as men, he can send plagues of disease and so on. And I think we need to heed this lesson today. This is something for Israel 2,500 years ago, or 3,000, whatever, yes. But it's for us today. Modern man is too clever by half. We've got the climate controlled. We've got disease under control. So we kid ourselves. We're smug. We're complacent. We've conquered nature. We've conquered space. We've overcome gravity. Oh, no, 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 no. We do not know what's around the corner. And I'm not talking about fate. The Sovereign Lord showed me. Sovereign Lord. He was preparing. He was doing it. What might God do? Can you not see his hand, my friend, in the way that he stripped the land bare by these locusts, either by invading hordes or by, in fact, the locusts themselves? Have we not heard of the potato famine in Ireland before our time? I know. But potato blight wiped out the potato harvest in Ireland. And it was devastating to the people. It was a famine that's caused so much mass exodus to America by the Irish. In our own times in the United Kingdom, we have mad cow disease, AIDS. We know that COVID has come. Of course, there are second causes. Of course, there are reasons. There are these explanations. But we have to see the hand of the Sovereign God in all this. He is working his purpose out. We're getting too clever by half. Sennacherib came to attack Judah. But he hears a rumor that there's something wrong back home. And he goes back to sea. And that's the end of him. Oh, God can use second causes. He can overcome second causes. Man can find some kind of cure, inverted commas, some kind of preventative. But in the end, Psalm 31:15 still applies. The godly man can say, "My times are in your hand," addressing God, in a very contented, comforting way. But my friend, the world has to say, the atheist has to say, fallen man has to say that our times are in God's hand. Oh, yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our breath is in the hand of God. In Joseph Hart's words, "Be not too secure. Learn from the plague of locusts." This is what the Sovereign Lord says. And that's the one, my friend, we have to deal with, whether we're evangelical believers or whether we're unbelievers, whatever we are. We have to deal with Almighty God himself, the Sovereign Lord. Man boasts and brags and is complacent and smug, but he's not the master of his fate. He's not the captain of his soul. The poet may say that, but he's wrong. God is still sovereign. Blessed be his name.